I expect to hear the Royal Commission say that, you know, no stone will be left unturned. Perpetrators will be charged, regardless of how long ago these crimes were committed, and that they will be given appropriate sentencing, and that, you know, the churches and charities need to be accountable for the heinous crimes that were committed on their watch, and that they, you know, I hope that Justice Peter McClellan will make a statement that encourages more of our people who have been raised in the 800-plus orphanages to come forward and tell their stories. The public needs to know what happened to us. We're the invisible children, and when we did try to speak out, we weren't believed. And so it's very difficult for us to tell our stories, but I hope that people will come forward and tell their stories to the Royal Commission.
Many of those orphanages and homes were in regional settings. I think the concern is that some aspect of people's privacy might be lost by telling that story, that they would find it difficult to come forward in their small community to do so. What kind of encouragement would you offer to them?
Well, I would encourage them to share this story, to share it with their families, and they can be anonymous to the Royal Commission as far as I'm aware. But, you know, they shouldn't be carrying the shame and stigma of what happened to them as children. It's the churches and charities and the state governments that employed these pedophiles, and they need to carry the shame. And we need to unburden ourselves and tell our stories to our families so that better understanding of us and the way we were raised, and our children and our husbands and wives and partners can better understand us. And society needs to know the sad legacy that we've been left to endure, to grow up without your family and to suffer child rape and to have nobody to turn to, no mother or father to report, no person in authority to report to, because the superintendent could have been, you know, some of these children were being sodomised by the superintendent. And we had no one to turn to. So I hope that, you know, more people in country regional areas will take courage and share their story. They don't need to be burdened by the shame, and they need to lift the concrete from their heart and tell their story. And don't take it to the coffin, because it won't do anybody any good in the coffin, this story.
Your group represents children who are in orphanages, who are in homes, who are even in foster care, which I didn't even realise, and other institutions. I was reading some awful results that came from a survey that you did of your members that suggest something like 63% were sexually abused by adults, but about a third of those ones who responded to the survey were abused by other children in the home.
And sadly, that's true, and that's the learned behaviour. Those children didn't, you know, they learnt that from adults doing it to them, and it was the hierarchy thing that, you know, children bullied younger children into these acts, and those children need to be, you know, who did those crimes, need to be helped to deal with what they did to other children. And but I do not pass any judgment on them. They were little vulnerable children, and it had occurred. It has happened to them, and they need to be supported, those people, not to be demonised.
Yeah, but in this, would they be supported? And you're seeking justice as well for those who were abused, if that means that a child that was in the home or in foster care with them has to suffer some penalty, would you say so be it?
Well, it's a crime no matter who commits it. But it's a vast question, Celine, you know. It was done to them, and it's learned behaviour. You know, it's a very difficult question, but, you know, child rape is child rape. And we have members who have suffered those. But I'd say that for a lot of our people, they would say that they were other children and they don't want to, they would not want to bring charges against another child.
Did your organisation get an opportunity to put forward a submission, or will you be speaking? What's your plan of attack here?
Our plan has already met with the Royal Commissioners in Sydney. We've tried to enlighten them about the complexities of our members and who are very fearful of the police, and because many of us were taken away from our parents. and placed in divvy vans and appeared in children's court, charged with being neglected and exposed to moral danger, having no fixed abode. So going into a court today will trigger for many of our members today. And, you know, I'm hopeful that they will learn about our experiences with Senator Andrew Murray on the one of the commissioners. I've great faith that Andrew will never, ever let the care leavers issues be ignored on this Royal Commission. So I have great hope for our issues to be told and shared.
There are many members of your organisation in our Gippsland region. What words of support might you be able to give them? Because as they are reading about the outcomes of the commission, they're listening to particular findings as they are released, it would bring back some awful memories. Is there a support process in place for them?
We have employed two counsellors to do a telephone and face-to-face counselling with anybody across Australia. And we plan on going and visiting regional areas and hopefully going down to Sale to conduct workshops on how to write your stories. We are very limited. We've got four staff in a national office in Sydney, and it's extremely difficult to provide all the support. But, you know, I'm sure the government are going to implement, you know, support during the process, but more importantly, there needs to be follow-up after they've given their statements to the Royal Commission.
Leonie Sheedy, good luck today.
Thank you so much, Leonie.